and 4 is at LK, mobile. For HKX, and 4 is at LK. 4 is at LK.
You're wondering, 85 North is still backed up.
Question. I don't have to get on 85 North at all. So, but thanks for the info. How far is it, or where is it backed up?
290 at Duncan.
I'm down here at Malden Road. I barely touch the interstate going south for an exit every once in a while, but don't even have to get on it to go back north.
I was just aggravating you.
General, it's always backed up.
I just didn't want you to think anything had changed and you hadn't been notified.
I appreciate that, because that's what I think about. I wonder if 85 is clear today.
I said north, I think it's south that's backed up, but north seems to be moving pretty good, but for some reason, going toward Greenville is a mess, as usual.
It's always a mess. And a minute ago, I don't know, I hope Patrick didn't come back to me. I pulled up to an intersection and stopped, and then I tried to identify it. It didn't pull up the repeater, so I don't know if I missed anything or not.
No, I didn't hear him.
Kind of heard him in there a little bit ago, but I was on the phone. And by the time I got off, I tried him, and he wasn't there. But, oh, well. It's not the same. He used to be down here all the time on the radio, all the time, and now it's just quiet.
There's several of the computers. Boy, am I losing it. Several of the repeaters that are pretty quiet, although this one used to be a lot more noisy than most of them.
And I do know that it comes and goes, and I'm even the same way. I always have the radio on, but I might go for a few days without saying anything. And then something will happen, and I'll want to talk to everybody. So I don't know. I don't know if it's my mood or what. And if you're calling this a computer, you might need to take the rest of the weekend off.
That don't ever happen for me.
Oh, well. Yeah, I just thought I'd call you this morning and see if that was you. I didn't know if you actually, I know you said you bit you were in Easley a couple times, but I didn't know how much you were on the road and if I might run into you one day.
What time are you typically at Hardness every day?
Right around 10 o'clock. Try to get there a little bit before. This morning it was a couple minutes after, but usually definitely between 9:30 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'll try to shoot for that one day. I can run down there, but it's leisure to run down there than it would be to Easley, unless I happen to be going to Easley.
Park there where you've seen it before. I'm not in the Mexican restaurant. I'm at the pizza place.
Yeah, you told me that.
Everybody knows I do not like that Mexican restaurant. Just in case anybody was curious.
It just varies, you know. Back 2 or 3 weeks previous to this, I was in the wind like all day, every day. But then we got some of those people back. It's been a little better, but it just depends.
Yeah, we'll run into each other one day. It'd be nice to shake your hand. I've met a few of them out there. Happened to be, you know, in the same area at the same time, and it just works out.
At what time do you usually get to the place in Easley?
Deliveries and don't have anything extra. I'm making delivery in that shopping center at the other end about 11:30-ish, somewhere around there, and then I usually just pull right down there and park where you see me.
Okay. Well, that gives me something to go on. Like I say, this morning I've been using the crossband repeat feature on this radio so that I can hear the repeater in my office. And that's what I was answering you on, and I'm just not up to speed with that. I hit that key real quick, and hadn't linked up yet, I guess.
Short transmission, and you just keyed and said whatever, and then unkeyed really quick, and it didn't even make it.
A cool feature.
I have one radio that'll do it. It's an older Kenwood 2-meter 4. It's a 742, 2-meter 440, and 220. And I've used it a little bit at the house. That's where I have that radio right now. It sits on my desk. but I don't need it when I'm at the house because I can hit the repeater so well. I'm HT, so I got to mess with it every once in a while just so I'll remember how to do it again.
I've got one of my HTs has got 220, but I just really haven't found very much activity on 220, and the ones that they list at Pickens, I haven't been able to hit them at all.
Link that one up for the net that they run on Tuesday night, and I think they link those, that in with another net on the Skywarn repeater, 145, whatever it is, 470 or something like that, K90H.
Yeah, that was the right number.
Yeah, and again, I haven't listened to it. I've just heard them on that frequency. I've just heard them say, we've got it linked. I don't have a 220 antenna up yet. I need to put one up.
Well, Sparmer, I heard them talk on it one day. It's the first time I'd ever heard anything on 220, really. And the repeater's on the Mary Black Hospital building, apparently, and it's not as high as the Spartanburg Amateur Club repeater, so it's, you know, in other words, you got to be pretty close to it to hit it, particularly with an HT.
That's understandable. And there's a reason 2 meters is more popular, because there's some benefits to 440 and I think some benefits to 220, but I think 2 meter is all around better for what it gets used for.
I got into this, all my experience was with UHF, and then we had 800 at one time, but anyway, I had not been exposed to 2 meter repeater until I got into this, so I've been pretty impressed with them.
I think the 440, the UHF, is supposed to be better, like, in the city environment, as far as getting around buildings, and I could be wrong on that, but it seems like that's what I've heard. And then 2 meter is more, not predictable, but reliable for wide area coverage.
Yeah, the 70 centimeter is supposed to be better, like, in buildings. For example, I can hit UHF repeaters in my office on an HT, but I can't hit VHF ones.
What it is. Well, and the sad thing is, you know, if we don't use them, there's people out there waiting to lobby the FCC for those frequencies.
I'm sure.
Actually took part of the 220 band back in the 90s. And I don't think we use it anymore, but they did for a while.
I have that has that in it is an HT. But, so I really don't use it. It's just one day I had that on scan and wasn't even paying attention. Some people were talking, and I looked down, and it was that Spartanburg 220 repeater. So I was impressed that it actually works.
I've got a J-pole that I can run 2 meter and 440 on it. And I would have the 220 connected to it just for receive, but antenna leads on the back instead of one, and it uses, you know, it has a triplexer inside it. So I did buy a duplexer because I knew I, you know, could use the 440. I should have just went ahead and bought the triplexer so that I could listen and see if there's anything out there. I need to go ahead and do that at some point.
We'll get to it.
Time for what I do have functioning. That's why I don't do digital or some of this other stuff yet, anyway. Just, I like doing what I do right now, and I don't have a lot of time, even when I'm home, unless I'm off, you know, for the day and don't have anything going on. There's just so many aspects of this hobby you could get into, and I'm still enjoying the first few little features of it.
Well, my wife asked me what I was going to do when I got my next license, because I study that every night. And I said, I don't know. I guess I'll have to find something else.
Great, the extra. That is my next goal. But, because there's a lot of CWDX that I can't get to because they like to hang out down in the lower portions of the band.
I need to get an HF radio, which I've been looking, but that's not so much why I do it, more or less to prove to myself that I can do it.
good to learn stuff. Keeps us active. Anyway, I'm pulling in here. Good to hear you. And I got to drop this trailer and make a swap out. We'll talk to you later. KR4ACRN4, is that okay?
Is that okay? KR4ACR at wonderful downtown GSP. Have a good evening.